It is my pleasure this afternoon to introduce Cassie Van Hoff. As I mentioned at the Board of Regents meeting, if I was doing this a year and a half ago, my introduction would have been Cassie is a student in my organic chemistry class. However, since then, things have changed dramatically. Now it is my pleasure to introduce Cassie Van Hoff, who is a full-time pre-vet student here at UW-Parkside. She's employed as a veterinary assistant. She is also a winner of the University of Wisconsin-Parkside Big Idea Innovation Competition. She's the first University of Wisconsin-Parkside student to be invited to the statewide WISIS Big Idea Innovation Competition. She's also founder and CEO of Afoxin, which is her veterinary care products company. And she is also an inventor, having filed a patent for her invention, which involves relaxation of various animals, such as felines, when they are being taken to the vet and around the house and situations like that. So with that, I would like to introduce Cassie.
A little background on me. I've always wanted to practice medicine, aside from a little stint of wanting to be an actress in first grade. When I was 8, I wanted to be a pediatric surgeon, and then that changed to OBGYN, and then an internal medicine doctor. In high school, I decided on veterinary medicine and went to college my freshman year for nursing. Then I transferred back here for biological sciences, and I did actually just apply to vet school last month. So it's been kind of all over the place, but it's always been science. It's just fascinating to me, and it's just part of who I am at this time. The reason that I chose UW-Parkside is because I felt it was really important to be in an environment where I wasn't just a number. I did actually get into UW-Madison, and I love that town and I love the Badgers, but I really didn't feel like it was best for me academically at the time. The amazing thing about Parkside is that I can walk down the hall and a professor that I had 4 semesters ago will refer to me by name and say hi. In all of my science classes, every single one, my professors have announced to the class what their research is and invite the students to come work in their lab with them. I know if I wanted to work on fish fins, I could work with Dr. Taft, and if I wanted to work with plants, I could go see Dr. Rogers, and if for whatever reason I wanted to work with bugs, I could go see Dr. Orlovsky. I'm very fortunate that I get to work with Dr. Sauer, one of our chemistry professors, on my research. My research started in my sophomore year when I was in Dr. Sauer's organic chemistry class. He spoke to the class about the Big Idea competition that WISIS holds each year, and I remember sitting in class completely ignoring the rest of the lecture and just writing down different ideas that I had. What I settled on was an all-natural product called Perfect Pale that reduces feline aggression and anxiety. It's a solution that is water-based and comprised of plants and fruits and a natural preservative. And when I realized I was going to be doing this all-natural plant-fruit situation, I knew I was going to need somebody who knew what they were doing with chemistry. So I went to Dr. Sauer, and he's really helped with the chemistry part, which is necessary because, again, biology major. Amazingly, I've learned how to do efficacy testing and shelf life testing for my product using liquid chromatography and mass spec. My favorite test, though, is called the I Discovered This on Accident test. There's been 11 prototypes of my product, Perfect Pale, and originally I was distilling into a plastic gallon jug, and then I ran out of those, so I used an old methanol bottle that I found in the lab that's made of glass, and I noted that mold grew in the solution that was stored in plastic, but not in the glass one. So now Perfect Pale is produced into glass bottles. Not only did I have to learn a lot of chemistry, more than I ever planned to, but I also had to learn pretty much everything about business. Luckily, UW-Parkside has their very own Small Business Development Center, and they not only helped me with every step of the way preparing for the Big Idea competition, but they've also helped me continue to build my business with any questions I have, which is a lot of questions. WISIS has also been extremely helpful as far as any business questions I have and also in patenting my product. Even the other Big Idea competition winner and the students that I work with in Dr. Sauer's lab have been extremely helpful. There's definitely a very large support system here at Parkside that's been very helpful to me. I'm very fortunate that I personally have not felt discriminated against here at UW-Parkside just because I'm a woman. Dr. Sauer probably had no interest in cat anxiety, but as soon as I walked into his office and asked for help, he was like, yes, absolutely, let's do this. And when I introduce myself to new professors now, they're like, oh, you're the cat girl. You do the cat stuff. And I'm like, yep, that's me. And like I mentioned before, I've taken several classes here at UW-Parkside with female biologists who are very strong and outspoken women, and I work in a veterinary hospital. Our company has nearly 200 employees, and I would estimate a good 70% of our doctors are female, and all but like 5 of our technicians are female. I've been surrounded by strong, confident female scientists for the past couple of years, but that's not to say, of course, that there are not still struggles for women in science. Although biology has been diluted in the past couple years with women, fields like chemistry and physics are still very much male-dominated. One sad truth that I've noted on the Parkside campus is that there are girls who don't get to hang out and go to extra seminars or hang back in the library to study, and even who didn't apply to the Big Idea competition because they had situations with their kids at home and they weren't able to experience the same student experience that others did that don't have kids. So there's a lot of single moms and single parents on campus in general who have talked about how they wish that there was still a childcare facility on campus. And I think that that would be really beneficial, even if we just had some grants that were paid directly to childcare facilities for these moms who don't have a place for their kids to stay while they're in school. But most of all, I think it's important that we talk about representation. I'm very happy that I get to live in my UW Parkside biology department bubble with mostly women professors, but I know that my experience is not representative of everyone's. My sister majors in chemistry at UW-Madison and has not had a single woman professor in her upper-level chem classes, and a friend of mine graduated with a science-related degree from UW-Milwaukee and only had one female professor in her upper-level classes. I don't find this acceptable, and I think that we need to be getting to girls younger. We need more female doctors and nurses and researchers going to elementary schools and middle schools, talking about how it's possible and proving that it's possible and talking about their experience as women in science. I think it's extremely important that young people know that there are places where they are taken seriously. At UW Parkside, it does not matter if you're male or female or anything else for that matter. What matters is that you're passionate and knowledgeable about what you're doing. Science is hard, research is frustrating, and being an entrepreneur is a roller coaster, but it is so important to know that studying hard and making yourself known will open doors that you never imagined. Like I said, I just applied to vet school last month, and no one gets into vet school, not the first time at least. And when I don't get in, I'll retake some classes to get my GPA up, and I'll try again, and I'll keep trying until I can put DVM behind my name, because that's what you do when you've chosen science. You struggle, and you fail, and your experiments fail, and your solution grows mold if you distill it into plastic, but then the next day you own a company. And you do that, you do all of those things, knowing someone like you has done it before you, leaving no indication that you can't do it too.